tracée là-haut pour l'amour de nous deux. Qu'on soit ensemble longtemps ou séparés par des océans.
in my bed. I wake up to him. He doesn't get jealous. He's okay being open. And I can take him.
How I come in, doing an end of a classic blend. is mine to walk. My love is mine to give. My world is mine to rock. Yeah,
this is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Love stinks. Sting.
Look at your hands, and you got nothing. All this work you done, and you got nothing. The world demanded much of you, and it all piled up when you said yes you will. But you're more than that, than what they say you. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. That I thought I was entitled. All these different ones being stuffed inside my mouth. Quit telling me what to say, what to think, how to feel, and who to be. Don't come looking for me. Start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway.
distance lover. Then they turn back the covers and dance the redova till the light of the dawn.
Know what to do.
When you're down and out, pounded, and there's nothing that's real. It's like a plastic heart too amputated to feel.
I got a silver can Bible song.
Working around the world to build a future where people live in harmony with nature. For more than 40 years, World Wildlife Fund has achieved lasting conservation results by working with local governments, communities, businesses, and scientists to save wildlife and wild places. Help us save the world's most endangered animals and places. Go to worldwildlife.org.
rather not care looks of you. Girl, you've got a lot of things I'd like to steal, it's true. So something deep inside me just gets chained up in a knot. To know that you would want to take away the one thing that I've got. Anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away? I've got some old home movies. You should see the one my daddy took of us on our wedding day. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way?
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Of a hand, he had landed as an only son. Hello.
Hey there, folks.
Hey. So this is, you know, post Super Game, Super Bowl, Super Bowl game.
Oh man, you got the expert in the house.
Slick game skills.
I like how all of the, like, a big American sports kind of events have like Super Mega Dome, kinda, yeah. Like World Series,
World Star,
World Star Hip Hop Dome.
You know,
I don't know, but theory. World Series was always weird for me because it's not the entire world. I don't know. But
it's
anyway,
not?
Yeah, post-Super Bowl.
You know, you're my world, so.
Damn. Well, post-Super Bowl, we all know what happened, unless you don't follow it, but Philadelphia Eagles took it. And
ran away with
story.
It. Yeah.
But we figured, in the spirit of the Super Bowl,
you know, wait, can you give me, like, I don't know how the Super Bowl works, because I was in the library being a nerd.
That you were.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You told me all about,
yeah, yeah.
So.
You wasn't shooting with me in the gym.
Two teams battled it out to the top.
Once death
involved.
Once they
both at the mountaintop.
Okay.
They battle it up there.
Uh-huh.
And This was my first time in this space, so I'm a little distracted by all the by all the
No, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
But they battled it out at the top. But most people, I don't want to say most people, some people watch this battle of two great teams for two things. A, some of the really creative ads, commercials that happen, and B, the performance done by some great artists.
What artists?
Oh, right.
I was in the library, dutifully doing my studies, you know, dutying
so
my duties.
Mm-hmm.
I need a full,
you need me to
just like for our listeners and for me, like, I need to be filled in.
Well, I'll give you a couple hints.
Mm-hmm.
This performer was once in a group. He was a boy in a group of boys.
Okay.
He had hair like ramen noodles.
Okay.
He wore an all denim suit.
Sheryl Crow?
Oh, so close.
He wore an all denim suit
with his girl at the time.
Okay. Was his girl Sheryl Crow?
No.
Were there any crows involved? Any Sheryls?
I can't think of it. No, there was not. No.
Okay.
But with his girl Britney Spears, they both wore all denim attire.
So this man's has a past girl named Britney.
Oh, a past girl named Britney.
Past girl.
In a band made up of boys, ramen noodle hair.
Ramen noodle
his
hair.
His name is JT Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Crimea, the, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Crimea, a Midwestern Timberlake. The Midwest's own prince.
Justin Crimea, Finger Lake.
A finger lick indeed. Finger looking good.
Your finger looking good. Justin Crimea, Great Michigan Lake. Yeah, no, I think I've heard of him.
Now we know how they should have introduced him.
I've heard a few things. I want to dispel any myths, so like I just kinda like, you know, like get this out in the open air.
Because, you know, like, Michael Jackson guys, like, have, like, these myths and legends around them, misconceptions, rumors. Does Justin Timberlake have any of those?
Well, no, I have a few.
Okay.
I do have a few.
Okay, rattle them off.
This is, like, is he not bringing sexy back?
No.
That's just like a main rumor, and I feel like we should just like, you know, get it out in the open, like see what people are feeling, you know, like call in if you have any thoughts.
Who took it away?
the second one, it's like you're my mirror staring back at me.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of these. I don't know where the problems came from initially. He's solving problems I didn't know were there.
Well, maybe you're the source of problems. You know, because I don't
not,
see how
not,
you can hate outside the club
woke.
When you can't get in.
Maybe I'm not woke. I don't know. But also, I feel like if you call yourself woke, that means you're not woke.
Yeah, no. It as a brand is like a, you know, a different
it's troublesome.
Thing. Troublesome. It's yeah, it's very troublesome.
Well, very cool.
But you know, of this Justin Crimea, Great Lake of
myself?
Michigan. No, you know what? You didn't. And I don't know who you are.
Okay.
So before this gets awkward, let's you know, dispel the air. Like, who, well, whom's you?
Whomst I am is on the air. Connor, finger looking good.
Finger looking smacking. Finger looking snack.
Smack a lip, eat a snack, Connor Nodden.
Lip smackers.
Should we establish how we know each other? Things like that?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. So you can tell. I don't know when I first met you, actually. Oh, I do. No, never mind. I do know. I had to think about it.
Well, anyways, Days in the Arts is summer fun for you and me.
Building a
Brennan
community.
Lee yacked on the school bus.
Okay, short story about Brennan Lee yacking on the school bus. I had a nosebleed.
Oh.
First night. Okay, first off, Days in the Arts is a summer camp.
Set in the Great Berkshires of
that
Massachusetts.
We both attended. Mm-hmm. In middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a nosebleed the first night of this summer camp.
And Connor had a fright that he was going to be the loser who had a nosebleed at summer camp.
I was going to be the gross kid. It was inevitable. But I was
I was
a lucky
Shame.
Boy. Mm-hmm. Hail Mary, lucky boy, because another kid threw up on the bus on like a field trip thing, and everyone forgot about my nosebleed. I was the luckiest.
And I think honestly, the only memory that people have from Days in the Arts summer 2011 is Brennan Lee yacking on the bus. Second one
I
might
lost
be like
zero street cred.
Yeah. Oh, I retained all of my clout.
What does clout mean?
Clout is like stees.
What does steez mean? Thank you. Okay, what does steez mean?
Okay, so clout is to steez. It's
sorry, I'm just a street smart guy.
It's juice. It's sauce.
I'm not book smart. I'm street smart, baby.
honey, why'd you get an F on your report cards? I got clout.
Clout. Well, it sounds like, well, it makes me think of grout, so I think it makes you, like, I think of, like, you eat too much salt and you get clout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Mm-hmm.
If clout were a bodily dysfunction, it would definitely be, like, some issue with sodium.
It'd be a pussy discharge of sorts. I'm no doctor. It's never good when people start a sentence
I'm no doctor, but I can investigate you.
It's awful.
What? Oh, my God. You don't like that?
C-. But it's never good when somebody starts a claim with I'm not a blank, but
mm-hmm. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm.
What's a worm qualified to tell you? Is the worm qualified to tell you who's
you know what's you know okay, back? I know we like to shiz on worms a lot. Like, you know, we like to negate any
bees
clout that they have.
Bees get a lot of attention.
Bees get a lot of love. Because it's like the underdog,
worms,
you know, it's like it's been co-opted by like milk and honey type binges, but like I feel like
is that the poetry book?
Yeah. That you and Jonah rapped over.
Oh, yes. A good friend of mine and I created a mixtape,
mm-hmm.
much of which was just rapping to Milk and Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Using the lyrics from
Meg!
Milk and Honey.
Oh, wow. This is Punked with Ashton Kutcher.
Quick kind of tangent.
Mm-hmm.
So Punked reminded me of this.
Mm-hmm.
O.J. Simpson had a show.
Terrible way to like introduce something.
So he had like he was planning on creating a punked kind of ripoff show.
Okay.
That was called Juiced.
Oh, I really don't like that.
You just got juiced.
That makes